Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is September 29, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, and we're doing gentle group healing. So this is a members-only event, and we'll start in our customary way, setting up the container, invoking embodied awakening, and then we'll call in the gentlest healing that gives each person the healing they need. So pretty simple agenda for tonight. So as always, I invite you to give this your full and undivided attention so that you have the best experience and so that the others on the call will be supported by your energy, whether you're live or on the recording. Secondly, if you must leave the container before we close the sacred space, ask the allies to just gently ease you out of the container and you'll be able to depart without causing disruption energetically. Okay, so I invite you to close your eyes. And just if you feel energy moving as I set up the energetic container, just feel that energy moving around. If you don't feel that, then just rest in awareness of your breath coming and going however it will. Pachamama Namakia Wirakocha Inti Kriti. I am that I am. I call on my own maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good. I call on my own maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good. I call on my own maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good. I call in Spirit Song's higher self. I call in Amma, the hugging saint. We call in ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu, Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Alrighty, you've got a nice container. And I invite you to join me in embodied awakening. For those who might be new, this is where we call our higher self to join us in our physical body. If we imagine your body as a car, your ego will slide to the passenger seat and your divine will drive. Your ego can always slide back over and take the wheel anytime if it doesn't like the way the divine is driving. The benefits of embodied awakening include more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you are responsible for, you can do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you can just know what to do through intuition increasingly. And there's more bliss. So if you'd like to experience that, I invite you in a moment to speak directly to your higher self, the being of light that created your human self. Say this out loud if you can, silently if you must, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Release the words, rest in just feeling the energy moving in your body, if you feel that. If you don't, just rest in passive breath awareness, letting the breath do whatever it will. The more passive you stay, the better it works. Because your ego's not doing it, the divine is doing it for you. Tips to get the best experience. I recommend you don't use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just relax and either feel the energy moving inside you, or failing that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. If you become distracted, don't fight the distraction or try to change it in any way, but do treat it as an uninvited guest, and you don't have to pay it any more attention. Just relax back into either feeling the energy inside you or feeling your breath come and go. And if that distraction persists in the background, it's okay. Just let it do its thing while you do your thing with energy awareness or breath awareness. Let's discover how little effort is needed to do this. I invite you for a moment to drop to no effort at all. Zero effort. Remaining at zero effort, just notice if there's any automatic awareness of energy or breath without even trying. If even with no effort, you still have that awareness, then stay at zero. If you've lost the awareness of energy or breath, then start adding tiny bits of effort back until you regain awareness of energy or breath. And just maintain that minimal level of effort. The idea with invocations is to use the absolute minimum effort that gets the job done. So I can feel some of us in embodied awakening already. And I'm able to perceive the overall vibe from those not only on the live call, but who are listening to the recording anytime afterward. Make sure you're at the minimum effort level that gets the job done, please. I'm feeling a little extra effort in the field. Try downshifting if possible and see if less effort gets the job done. The way you can tell if you've actually gotten to embodied awakening is when four things are true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, and effortless. Again, that's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, and effortless. If you're already in embodied awakening, just relax and enjoy the state. The vibration you're holding will help others get here. We'll leave just a moment longer for anyone who's not yet in embodied awakening to move as close to it as they can. It is not necessary to get into 100% embodied awakening to do this. Even if you move the needle a little bit in that direction, it's a good thing. I found that the more awakened I am at a moment, the more easily my healing goes. Alrighty. So let's begin our healing process. It's going to be very simple. We're just going to call in gentle healing and relax and let it happen. So in a moment, we're going to invoke that from our higher self. So speak this out loud if you can, silently if you must. I invite you to repeat after me now. Spirit that I am, I call in gentle healing which gives me the healing that serves highest good. So that ends the invocation. Now just relax and let it come in. You may feel some challenging energy, but it will pass. You will not get overwhelmed. And because each person is getting a unique healing for themselves, I'll try not to do a lot of commentary during this healing process. So there may be extended silences, but I will be with you holding space energetically. It's very common with this type of healing to feel heavy energy flushing out your hands and or your feet. Just let it go. If your body spontaneously wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, that's fine. If you need to cry or vocalize or move your body in some way, that's fine. with the healing invocation, it's possible to release heavy energy and not know what it is. So you don't have to know what it is or how it got there or have any story at all about the energy that's leaving. If there's anything you need to know about it, that information will pop in spontaneously. Otherwise, just let it go anonymously. As your healing proceeds, you may start to feel more like a being of energy than a being of flesh. And feelings of bliss and ecstasy can start becoming stronger. These can alternate with more challenging feelings or even occur simultaneously. I invite you to relax and open to whatever healing experience you're having. It will be totally customized to you by our beautiful divine allies and your higher self. I know exactly how much you can handle. And if your ego just relaxes and allows the process to move through it, the divine beings can handle whatever healing you need right now. So some of you may be opening into a lovely bliss field right now. A little reward for all the healing you've allowed to happen. I'm also sensing a blended group field. So if you have awareness of that, just the part of you that's at that level, just let it relax and be completely passive. And the blending will occur spontaneously. Anything that it will serve highest good to occur at that level of consciousness will occur automatically. So if you're now feeling a slow energy pulsing from the center of your body outward, then you're not the only one. As always, if you're not experiencing any of the phenomena I'm describing, it's okay. Each of us, as I said, is getting a unique experience. I'm just mentioning things that I have reason to believe several of us are experiencing at the same time. I invite you to stay relaxed and passive and open to whatever the divine brings to you right now and throughout this call. I'm getting increasing physical body awareness now, which lets me know we're beginning the transition back into more physical body awareness. And if you've been enjoying some out-of-body energy, some nice blissful altered state consciousness, know that the divine allies will now inject as much of that into your physical body that serves highest good. You get to bring a lot of that with you, which can create a permanent upgrade of awareness. Just relax as our allies continue to integrate that divine energy into your physical form. They're doing it very gradually so they can optimize the amount of divine consciousness placed into you. Yeah, I've achieved what feels like a soft landing. I feel fully in my body, but there's still a lot of that divine consciousness in the field. Let's give it a moment longer and see if it gets any more concrete, or if this is as good as it's going to get in terms of grounded. Okay, that feels solid. So I'm going to close the container, make a brief announcement, and then open it up for feedback. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha. Inti Kiti Thank you, Alice, for this lovely experience. As we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Alice, please remain with anyone who's been part of this experience for as long as it serves that person's highest good. I request that you remain with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Okay, the container is closed. So this call is Awakening Plus members only. So I'll simply announce that if you ever want to work with me privately, go to astroshaman.com. And you can find out about the offerings I have in astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. So let's open things up for any feedback folks want to offer. Unmuting is now available. So feel free to simply unmute and speak, or you can type in the chat window if you have any questions, comments, feedback, or anything at all. I welcome your input. And if there's moments when there isn't input, then we can just enjoy the sweet vibe that is still very much here. By the way, welcome to Judy, who just joined Awakening Plus, and I believe is joining us as a member for the first time. I know sometimes it can take a while to get to a level of functionality where you can speak or type. So take a little more time. Oh, Vanessa types, I loved my blissful bubble of bliss. Love. Lovely. Nice alliteration too. And she also types, much inspiration flowing through. And Judy typed, thanks everyone. Very sweet energy. That was interesting. I mean, it was designed as a healing call, which can be kind of intense, but toward the end there, it was getting really ecstatic. Any other feedback from anyone? Carl? Hi.
So last night I had my COVID booster shot.
What?
And I woke up this morning with a headache and a numb pain, but that didn't last for long. But I've had a headache off and on all day.
Okay.
Tonight, before you even started the container, and this has happened to me often, I started to feel the energy working in my head.
Okay.
And it didn't feel good. It just felt really kind of intense. It didn't feel good. It was like, I felt like it was making my headache worse. But in any case, and I can almost always feel the energy in my crown chakra, but this was around my entire head. Okay. So anyway, I'm still a little bit drowsy right now, but I think my headache is gone.
Oh,
yeah. So anyway.
Glad to hear that that side effect has ceased. That's wonderful.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Carmen. Yeah, one of the shamanic rules is you got to feel it to heal it.
Yeah, I felt it.
Yeah. It has to get a little more challenging before it finally, you know, quits.
Yes. Thank you.
Welcome. Thanks, Carmen. Yeah, the upper half of my head is just buzzing. It feels so good. Yeah, it's a strong bliss brain I got in here. Any other feedback from anyone? Edwine typed, feeling the energy vibrating all over. Thank you. Good night, everyone. Thank you, Edwan, for sharing your experience. Glad you're getting those good vibrations. Thanks to the allies. Wow. We close the container and they just keep the wonderful energy coming. Vanessa types, thank you, universe, for all blissful, loving energy and for all that are here. I agree. It's a lovely sentiment, Vanessa. Thank you. And then she types, it's been intense, though. Yeah, we're in a very powerful transition time globally, so intensity is to be expected. It's one reason I keep, you know, hammering the embodied awakening invocation on our calls, because if you just do that, you keep that running, then it will be so helpful in managing whatever crazy energies are happening in the external world. As I've often said, the as within, so without principle says that if you cultivate that calmness and that peacefulness inside you with embodied awakening, then your personal experience of the outer world will become more harmonious and peaceful. Even if most of the world is going crazy, your own experience can be much more harmonious. Vanessa says, yes, so helpful. Thank you, Benjamin. Such a gift. You're welcome. I assume she's referring to the invocations, which were gifted to me, in case y'all don't know. I got those in February 2011, in an ayahuasca ceremony in New York State. And out of nowhere, these invocations just popped into my brain. And I did them on myself, and they took me right into awakening. And then when the ceremony closed, I did them on the person sitting next to me, and that person went right into awakening. And there were three people eavesdropping, and I led them in it, and they all woke up. I said, whoa, interesting tool. And, of course, that was while everyone was still under the influence of ayahuasca, so not exactly your mainstream environment. But then I started testing it on people just in regular daily life who were my clients, and it worked for them, too. And thus began my my long 10-year run with, well, more than 10 years now, with the invocations for healing and awakening. And those grew to become the foundation of Awakening Plus. It's been a lovely journey. All the best things that have happened to me were things I did not plan. They just showed up synchronistically. And Vanessa types, so awesome. Thank you for sharing. You're welcome. In my life is a story of follow the synchronicity. I made my big move in at the age of 41 when I left Oklahoma. I was in food service sales, making a good living financially, and moved here to Asheville, North Carolina to be a full-time singer-songwriter. And failed utterly at that financially, but since I was pursuing my life purpose the best, I knew how the doors of synchronicity started opening, and it led to astrology and shamanic healing and the invocations and life coaching and Awakening Plus, and all these things just unfolded organically with no master plan from me. They just started arising spontaneously. And so I just follow the dots. Okay, last call for any feedback. By the way, the moral of the story is momentum. Whatever you perceive your life purpose to be, pursue it with whatever time and energy you have available. Just do the best you can. And any movement in that direction will be good movement. And in my case, even if the first thing or anything you pick is not optimal, like it wasn't supposed to be full-time singer-songwriter, just by pursuing that passionately, the next aligned track, astrology, opened up because of the momentum I was showing. So it's important, in my opinion, not to just plan endlessly and never launch. Just get going, even if it's just in a rough direction, but get some action on the ground, So get some momentum going, and then it's so much easier for the universe to help you. A moving object is more easily steered than one that's at rest. Okay, so I think that's it. So grateful to each and every one of you who showed up. Thanks for hanging around for my rambling. And I wish you all infinite blessings. So this is the last event in September, but next day or two, I will have the new events posted, probably on the 1st of October, and then we'll have the next Awakening Plus schedule up. So big thanks to you all, many blessings, and good night.